Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Ernie Orovitz. Batting third. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bruce Edwards. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bob Porterfield. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Altobelli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is hit by the pitch. Ernie Orovitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovitz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Runnels. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Runnels steals second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Altobelli scoops it up and throws to first, with Wynn covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. the Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strickland moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Strickland scores. Altobelli moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. There goes Altobelli. The throw from Edwards and Altobelli is out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield hits a line drive towards first. Altobelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Yost strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 0-for-1 in the game. Orovets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orovets moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Senators, 3, Indians, 3. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Orovets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Strickland is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Altobelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Porterfield is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orovets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Severs. Smith reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith scores. Avila moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Camilo Pasquale now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rosen strikes out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Avila scores. Doby moves to third. Kiner moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altobelli strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Vernon strikes out. One out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0-for-2 in the game. Severs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Carlos Paula pinch hits for Jerry Snyder. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Tony Roig pinch hits for Camilo Pascual. Tony Roig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roig hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Don Mossy now pitching. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Orovets hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. Yost moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yost scores. Runnels moves to second. It's Senators, 5, Indians, 5. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0-for-3 in the game. Severs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Roig now playing shortstop. Johnny Schmitz now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Doby strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 5. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rosen. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards second. Avila scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altobelli hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 5. The Senators will come to bat. Tony Roig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roig is 0 for 1 in the game. Roig hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Yost strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Orovets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Don Mossy. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Avila hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seavers. Avila reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 5. The Senators will come to bat. Bill White now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Vernon hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Doby. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Ray Narlski now pitching. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0 for 4 in the game. Seavers strikes out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Busby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Kiner hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 5. The Senators will come to bat. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Roig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roig is 0-for-2 in the game. Roig hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Altobelli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 5. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Orovets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Narlski fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12. With the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby bunts towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Avila moves to second. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rosen is walked intentionally. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Roig fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 5. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-5 in the game. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Umflett now playing left field. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Altobelli is hit by the pitch. Strickland moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan bunts towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to third. Altobelli moves to second. One out. Wally Westlake pinch hits for Reynarlski. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is walked intentionally. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to home to get Strickland. Altobelli moves to third. Westlake moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and three walks. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 5. The Senators will come to bat. Art Houdeman now pitching. Jesse Leffen pinch hits for Bruce Edwards. Jesse Leffen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leffen hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey McDermott pinch hits for Johnny Schmitz. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Roig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roig is 0-for-3 in the game. Roig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald now catching. Chuck Staubs now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-4 in the game. With two walks. Kiner hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 5. The Senators will come to bat. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles. Orovets hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 3-for-6 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-3 in the game. With three walks. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Altobelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Roig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Roig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 5. The Senators will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-7 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and three walks. Avila bunts towards the mound. Stobbs fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rosen is walked intentionally. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 5 in the game. With two walks. Kiner is walked intentionally. Rosen moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 4 in the game. With three walks. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 5. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs takes first base on ball 4. Tony Roig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roig is 0 for 4 in the game. Roig strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Yost strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 3 for 7 in the game, with 3 singles. Orovets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stobbs moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 7 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive towards short. Strickland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Altobelli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Orovets. Altobelli reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan bunts towards the mound. Stobbs fields it and throws to first for the out. Altobelli moves to third. One out. Hank Foyles pinch hits for Art Houdeman. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 8 in the game, with a single and a double. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Foyles moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Altobelli tags and scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.